Yo.
What's going on with you?
Hey, not much. How you doing?
What's going on, right, man? You?
I'm good. Another day in paradise, as they say. back with another Head for the Hills podcast, and quite interesting things happening, you know, this week. Sports world, entertainment world. I guess we could start off with the entertainers. First and foremost, let's talk about the Freddie Gibbs and Jim Jones. I know you was looking into that. Any more details emerge from that situation?
I ain't hear nothing new. Just, you know, they ran into each other at a restaurant. Jim Jones and his party was leaving as Freddie Gibbs and his party was coming. And some words were exchanged. Jim approached him about something Freddie said in the past. And I'm hearing that somebody from Jim Jones' entourage socked Freddie Gibbs. And it was on from there, man. And, you know, your boy DJ Academics is having it up. You know, he has his run in with Freddie Gibbs. So he's going to gas it and slice it to the fullest.
Yeah, that's shout out to the restaurant Prime 112. I had a brain freeze when I was first reading this because I didn't see the prime part. So I was like, why niggas keep saying like them don't smack somebody in front of 112 and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are these niggas being brought up and all that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. So what's the dig on Freddie Gibbs? He a lot of talking, no bite, or
that's what Ack is trying to make it seem like. You know, he's been calling him out to do something for him, but you know, Ack is, you know what I'm saying, a person who's probably gonna press charges, so Freddie Gibbs ain't really messing with him, but you know what I'm saying? I guess he's getting his car pulled, you know, safe from the streets and all that, from a hard place, Gary, Indiana, you know, that ain't no, you know what I'm saying, place to be messing with. But I don't know. You never know until people get tested, man.
Right. Man. I mean, I guess I'm not going, you know, every place has a project and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to just be like, all right, Indiana, I don't know. But, you know, we know Jim and them grew up in Harlem and all of that, and it's a little wild in New York, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing since you said words were exchanged, at least they attempted to talk it out, or?
If you so want to say that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, depending on what words were exchanged, you know.
Right. I don't know.
Kind of sucks though, man. Like two kind of artists I kind of like. Definitely like Jim Jones. I was kind of like your Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs is pretty good rapper. I'm starting to get into him slowly but surely. He, you know, he's not one of those mainstream rappers who got like one of them hits that you just really pulls you in.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? I like funny people, so you know what I'm saying. That's what most of I was gravitating to, and I'm starting to get into this music. He was trolling the shutter Academics, which, you know what I'm saying, might not go well now, you know what I'm saying, since Ack has all the ammo and all that. All
right.
But super, super funny character, though, man. Just glad nobody was, like, seriously hurt. No, you know what I'm saying? You be seeing shit, how shit go down, like, with the Troy Ave situation. No guns were drawn and shit like that, so.
Right. And nobody lost their life stupidly. Right. Stupidly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how many, especially, I guess, about Freddie Gibbs' situation, perspective. Don't know how many niggas will really take the L, you know what I mean? And not pull a gun out or not shots fired, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, then, I don't know. Hopefully that was just a one and done type of thing and niggas can move on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, like, the other artists go, you heard about them potentially setting up a versus between DaBaby and Lil Baby. I'm quite sure this is going to be taking place at some type of nursery home or something like that. You know, daycare.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. All these goddamn babies.
I'm not interested in this at all. Are you interested in something like this?
Nah, man. For one, I don't know, like, these still two young artists, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
Most of the artists, like, some people got some longevity in the game. Like, that's the whole point. Or not, well, for me, it's the reminisce on shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hear some shit you ain't heard in years. Like, these artists only been out for a few years, you know what I'm saying? While they, you know what I'm saying, they got good music, but I think it's kind of too soon to be doing a verse between Baby and Lil Baby.
The verses, and I guess I keep bringing this up, but I just really need to stop because I guess it just really isn't what it started out as. But it's supposed to be 20 hits versus 20 hits.
Right.
And now I kind of just feel like we're at 20 songs versus 20. Or it, depending on who's going back and forth, you'll surpass 20 songs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like you said, these are two, I'm not going to say careers in the infant stages, but, you know, man, come on, guys.
Right.
Yeah, come on now. Like, you know, man, they setting this up for 10 years from now, then all right, cool, but.
Right.
Like, come on. Man, let's chill on this type of stuff. Speaking of chill, and I don't want to talk, you know, too much about this or whatever, but I was telling you all about the whole Mariah Carey getting interviewed. And they was asking her about Beyonce. And first and foremost, shout out to Mariah Carey because she is, you know, McDonald's has been doing the thing where they've been giving, like, stars their own meals. They bless Mariah Carey with her own menu. So that gives you the idea, if anybody's been living under a rock, you know, these years, what her stature is as far as, like, singing legends go, you know what I mean? Was interviewed Access Hollywood E about a potential versus, well, not potential because Beyonce is not doing no verses. Would she be open to doing the verses versus Beyonce? And after kind of like brushing the question to the side a couple of times, she finally decided to answer. And said that, you know, she would be disrespecting herself if she did that, you know. And clearly just a level of, I'm not going to say, you know, I ain't going to say arrogant because I don't want to be negative about it. Level of, I'll say, what could we say? What can we say? Like,
that's the only thing I can say. Arrogant ego. That's crazy. She just got wilding out.
Yeah, that's. What you think about this, man?
I just think she wilding out, and I just think this like a problem. Like, why we haven't gotten a few verses or a few opponents who step in the versus arena is because, like, their ego is bigger than what it should be. So it's going to be tough for them to accept a versus match because they want to punch up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know we had a problem with T.I. getting a versus. I think he said he want, like, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, or Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It's like, I don't know. I don't know if any of them gentlemen stepped in the arena. And Jermaine Dupri wanted Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Diddy feels like, you use a little man, Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? He kind of sunned them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it'd be dope. Like, how we were talking off air. I want Versus to kind of get back to his origins, too, like, and get with some of these producers and stuff like that. So to hear what stuff people made that I might not be aware of, like, damn, he did that. Oh, damn, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus, like, maybe we can still do, like, the artists and their songs. That's cool. But, like, mix more some of these producers in.
Yeah, facts. I kind of feel like if we were to ever be blessed with the presence of some of those legends in Versus, it's gonna take other legends to bring them out.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. You definitely want an even matchup. So it's gonna have to be a legend to make it an even matchup.
Yeah, like nobody's coming down from the rafters to go against T.I. No offense to T.I. I love T.I. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But nah, come back down to your level. He wanted the one against Jeezy. He was gonna fill in for Gucci Man. I don't really know. Like outside of, I don't know who he would be, you know, equally suited against. You know what I mean? And he has a lot of hits. Don't get me wrong, he has a lot of hits, but
it's getting tougher and tougher as Versus moves on. You know what I'm saying? Because people are getting opponents. And I guess that's the thing with Versus. Like, people aren't doing it twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want to see people do it twice. That's like, I think they did a few rematches or something like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, outside of Jadakiss, who popped up on two different jumps. I think that's about it. But yeah. Unless you got like a catalog now. You know what I'm saying?
See, it worked for him. So he got his single stuff, and then he did it with the, you know what I'm saying, the whole lock shit. So.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if any single artist got like a super, super bag like that where they can kind of double dip like that. There's probably something, but I don't know.
Outside of
who's willing to do it and shit.
I'm about to say outside of the legend and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, man, yeah.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something I just been thinking of. Hey, it probably will fly, but like Lil Wayne in the Versus, would you be opposed to hearing like all his mixtape stuff like over other people's beats? Would you like be cool with that?
I mean, based on what a Versus is supposed to be, I wouldn't. Like that shouldn't be allowed. But I understand. This is what I was telling people on that status a couple weeks ago. I had made a post about Jay-Z on his birthday and was saying that he was the GOAT, and everybody was like, you know, Lil Wayne the GOAT and all this and that. And I'm like, people just have a hard time coming to grips with the harsh reality. It's like, he like a mixtape GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And if he can't get like, because, you know, mixtapes, you could just, like you said, off air, you ain't got to worry about clearing those samples and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably got to clear those on the Verses. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, if he can't use his mixtape stuff, Wayne will probably get washed.
Right. And just to think, like, granted, he's using other people's beats and people's flows and ideas. So, like, I mean, it's probably easy for a great rapper like that. You serve it up like that. But, like you said, like, if he ain't using his mixtape stuff, like, and then I was talking to, when I was in the party with, you know what I'm saying, Albert and them playing 2K or whatever, we just talking about music.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation came about Wayne. Like, I like Wayne, but like you know me, I like lyrical guys. And like, Wayne is like, he's lyrical, but like, he doesn't have substance.
Right.
So I was like, he's not that super high to me. You know what I'm saying? Because he just rapping about random shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? After a while, like, you get older, that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's cool, but like,
and that's what it is. Like, people still in the that era. Like, people haven't let go of that Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's we're literally talking about 2004 to 2008-ish, 2009-ish. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he does have like hits, but enough to, you know, beat somebody or top tier. A legend like how people hold him to that standard. Oh, yeah.
And all them hits are going to be like compacting that one little Earl. Or, you know, like some niggas can hit those hits after the span of their career. He basically going to be picking off like the Carter series and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
He might have a few hit like the block is hot, but like that shit ain't gonna ring off like super crazy.
Yeah, and got a couple of Young Money Jones,
yeah,
Bedrock,
But it's like that, like depending on who you go, you're like Bedrock ain't going, like they ain't like no.
Oh no,
like
I'm no, I'm, like I'm shocked.
You wins and shit, like you know what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm hit. You know yeah. what I'm saying, but that's what people looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like it's Wayne, so you know niggas gonna let him rock regardless and shit. But yeah, the bring it full circle is just like I don't know why. Like a lot of people just don't like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
Like I think you said it, and I kind of like stole it and adopted it. You know, like people just hate greatness, man.
Yeah, and it's like. They want you to win, but once you win, it's like you just you go ahead and move on. That's like the next, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like the next underdog. Like once you get to being consistent with it, people get to turning on you and shit. And what you about to say?
Oh nah. I was gonna say what's the name? I kind of get tired and like I don't even like listen to that shit no more. Like I seen like an article or headline. Saying like, guess they trying to pit Adele versus, you know what I'm saying, Beyonce and all that. I'm like, God, man, let Beyonce chill. She don't bother nobody.
No, and what's crazy about Beyonce and Jay-Z for that matter is like, the most times that you hear niggas speak their name is when they trying to bring them down to prop somebody else up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like. That's what it's come to and shit. I was when me and Mike was over here the other day, and he was like, we was talking about the whole like Beyonce, like her doing the verses, and I was like, you know, it's kind of a setup to go against her in the verses, cause how niggas be doing it is like, you see some of the verses niggas be like in a secluded little. You know, area or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the verses, niggas be like in arenas. I was like, the worst mistake somebody could ever make is to get her in the arena.
Oh yeah, it's raps.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like the advantage. Like you put like, what's his nigga name? Sue Surf in a big crowd battle rapping and shit. That shit is not gonna go good for you, man.
Yeah, like you, because you know she gonna come out on some performance shit.
Yeah, she gonna rock that motherfucker.
Yeah. And it's like when it comes to performances, she might be the most iconic of this generation, like hands down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, and I'm like,
that might be ever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely this generation. She's up there for ever, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Like she doing like what we were saying Michael Jackson do. Now she's not on that level, but she's in that stratosphere. You know what I'm saying? Like when they going overseas and there's 100,000 people out there and like
As the young people would say, whenever Beyonce step out, it's a movie, man.
So I like Mariah Carey, but I kind of just ain't like that and shit.
Yeah, it's like you like people, but like when they do stuff like that, it's like it turns you off, right?
Yeah, that's kind of corny. Like,
yeah, I hate people like who like just too big. Like, I remember she kind of like rubbed me the wrong way one time. I think she had like an interview at the Breakfast Club,
mm-hmm.
and like I'd never seen this before. Like they had them like dim the lights, candlelight, and all that shit. I'm like, this bitch is too much of a diva, young.
Mm-hmm. And that's how that should be. Like everybody be having like a little. A fake little list of like demands before they come fuck with you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that shit. I don't know. I guess it just depends on what kind of person you are. And I don't know. I can't explain that shit. I'm looking like I remember it was somebody who was working at I think Madison Square Garden. And they was like a event staffer. I think that's what they called. And when they like kind of just one of the niggas working in the arenas when the celebrities come performing the concerts,
mm-hmm.
and they was keeping like receipts, not real receipts, but you know we use receipts as like proof, you know what I'm saying, of what the little list of demands be for certain artists that come to perform and shit. And they had like screenshotted the Jones, and then one day ended up like posting them or whatever. And it was just like real interesting to see like who was demanding what, like how some of the like normal or lower tier celebrities was demanding so much. And then when niggas like Jay-Z came to perform, like all that nigga was asking for was like 10 cases of water for his crew and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
And then not even the sandwich, like just the peanut butter and jelly. And then the joint had a little asterisk under it and was like, he liked to go to the store and get his own bread though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I was about to say, like, I guess the higher up you go, but them niggas like at the top and he's simple. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's so. Definitely how I will be. I'll try to get my stuff, you know what I'm saying? I have my own stuff situated and shit. But man, that's just how some niggas are, bro. So like, I don't know, just be milking shit.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I remember how when we used to, we first started doing skits, I used to always be like the Lunchables and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I be. Lunchable before, Lunchable after. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm cool with like some Mickey D's or something. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I would go get that or have somebody in my entourage go get that for me.
But I guess we could skin the cat on that one. So we got to speak, you know, the opposite of verses. We got a little collab coming up in the works. The late great Aaliyah got some music that's on the way to being dropped and got a song featuring or duet, I don't know what it's going to be, with The Weeknd. A lot of people on Twitter was like, you know, kind of against this, saying that they wanted her songs to be put together with people that she would have worked with or just been solo, period. I think me and you both in agreement, we really didn't care as long as it sounded good.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
Now
you excited that we get new Aaliyah after all these years.
Yeah, I'm excited for new music from Aaliyah. I ain't a Weeknd. I'm kind of a big Weeknd fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude puts out like amazing fucking music.
Yeah,
I've been on him, like, you know what I'm saying? That's like how I work. Like, I was, you know what I'm saying, listening to Drake, and then here comes this kid or whatever. So that's off the branch. So I've been listening to him since all of them famous mixtape series he had, like the balloons and all that. That shit crank, and like, I've been hooked already since. So I'm definitely super excited for him, and like you said, get some new Aaliyah. And then like, it's like a dream, you know what I'm saying? Like, dream matchup, for lack of better words, to see how these two are mixed. I know it's gonna be fire. So like, I don't mind. Like, long as the person I think who's gonna do right by, I don't mind it. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all gonna be fire. I can't wait to hear it.
Right? Yeah, I'm with you. It's been 20 years since Aaliyah's untimely demise, and I didn't even think she had any music like left open until they were saying something a little while ago. Because, you know, normally you would get like music within this kind of time frame, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it, like, now, you know what I'm saying, we kind of get hip to how stuff works. Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be on the whole estate, you know what I'm saying? How her people who handle her stuff was like super, super, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of stingy with her stuff, you know what I'm saying? Rightfully so, that's there. You know what I'm saying? Opinions. You know what I'm saying? We just now started getting our music on streaming sites. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So maybe we could see some more music. Maybe her own new album or something drop or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I used to love Aaliyah. I'm definitely looking forward to this. As long, I just hope it's not trash.
Yeah, I think it shouldn't be. Like, these two great artists.
Yeah.
It could happen. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Just the percentage. This is looking good for me, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Any word on when it, like, officially comes out?
Nah, I ain't seen no release date. It just kind of said on the way.
All right. Well, was that it for the entertainment side? Oh no, before we I do have to bring up the studies. So sciences, with all the problems going on in the world, you know what I mean? That we could be studying and trying to make improvements on. Some doctors have made a shocking discovery in the entertainment world, and that's that people who listen to Drake's music tend to run slower than if they would listen to anybody else's music. I guess they pull people in for these studies, a bunch of people or whatever, and they gave them 20 artists, I think it's 20 artists, 20, 25 artists to listen to, because I guess the reports is they only came back with a top five and artists that make you run slower, and then a top five and artists that make you run faster.
Okay.
And from 5 to 1, the artists that make you run slower, number 5 is Katy Perry, and then it's Nicki Minaj, it's Doja Cat, BTS, and then number 1 is Drake. So if you're out here listening to any of these artists and you feel like you're moving a little bit slower or something, and now you know why. The top 5 for artists that make you run faster, number 5 was Taylor Swift, followed by Adele, Britney Spears, Harry Styles, and number 1 is Beyonce. So if you're listening to them, you'll tend to run faster than if you were listening to the other 5. Bro, what in the hell?
Crazy is, studies, man.
Is we out here studying, and why? Is this where the hard earned taxpayers' dollars is going to?
Definitely they going to, bro. It was like crazy. I'd be wondering like why other well known national problems aren't fixed, but this is what niggas are studying.
Yeah, like every scientist should be studying something that could potentially change the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not. I mean, imagine getting paid scientist money, though. And then the only thing you're doing is just studying to see if niggas run faster when they listen to, like, Drake or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, I was telling you, told me about the study. It's like, I don't know. Like I said, it depends. I wonder what songs did they listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, an artist like Drake has different bops.
All right.
So, would they listen to more R&B Drake?
Rap
Drake? International Drake?
Had to be R&B, clearly.
Yeah, because like when I was listening to Drake on, you know, I used to go on my walks, which I need to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of pumped me up, you know what I'm saying? But I'm listening to rapper Drake and shit though.
Ah, okay. Hey, that's probably why it's so different. And then Beyonce normally does have upbeat music, even though she has R&B too, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it come down. Now they rigged the studies like that. Then why even like talk about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they was intention to try to rig it, but you know, I don't know who put the shit together. Like, I don't know if they was more of a R&B Drake than, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. They like, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I would like to see stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what like stats and analytics, you know what I'm saying? It could tell a different story. You know what I'm saying? So much to it.
Definitely a bunch of little variables and stuff. Can't wait to see what kind of studies we got coming out next, man.
Yeah, and quick update.
Uh-huh.
The song is actually out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the Aaliyah and Weeknd jump.
Okay, okay.
I'm listening to it now. It's all right.
Okay.
Nice little R&B type jump and shit.
Okay, need it. Some regular R&B or something we could hardcore we could dance to.
Probably get a little two-step to this. Yeah, right. Definitely a little two-step. Hey, what you cut? Hey. Man, it's just all right, though.
Yeah, that's all right right there. Definitely going. Were you at Apple? Or
it was on Apple, but I didn't want to play it through the phone.
Right.
So I went to YouTube and shit.
Okay, it's on YouTube. Back. All right, golden words. Mm-hmm. All right. So, did you have anything else as far as like the entertainment wise, or did we go over like all the? Did we?
Let me see my notes. Mm-hmm. I think that's about everything. Like I said, mm-hmm. I ain't had too much.
Yeah, you had the Aaliyah and Weeknd. And then you had the other dome for the Gibbs, Jim Jones.
Yeah, that's
my name. Yeah. So we could dive into the chaotic sports world, which has been ravaged by can't say resurgence because it's just never went away technically, but a very high breakout again in COVID-19.
Omicron shit, man.
Is it the Omicron? Because they haven't, with the sports, they haven't specified like which one it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess we're
just under by the COVID.
Yeah, facts. So, just, I guess before we get to that, we can talk about a couple of the other wild things happening in sports. And then we could touch on that at the end, I guess.
Okay.
First and foremost, Urban Meyer, ex-Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, didn't even make it to a full year of being the head coach after the series of events. Remember, we talked about him a while ago on one of them podcasts.
Yeah, that partying after their loss.
Yeah, not back on the team flight and all that, and staying in town and partying, touching, you know, filling up on girls and all that.
Yeah.
And then the latest, did you see what the kicker said? The ex kicker.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Josh Lambeau. Was saying that earlier this season in practice. Training camp, I think Urban Meyer kicked him and was telling them to make his kicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dipshit, make your fucking kicks.
Yeah. Now, I hate kickers as much as the nigga. I might hate kickers more than anybody. You know, and even I thought that was over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't be kicking people, man.
Yeah, like, and these niggas do be missing like hell, and I might want to kick a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Kickers are people too, man.
Yeah, you know. So, fired them in the middle of the night. It seems like too. Remember that? Remember that? Like,
yeah. I'm shocked. Like, even though like it was like a lot of losing, this nigga Jolly be acting up. But just to see the nigga not make it a full season,
right?
Who would ever thought that?
Yeah, and it's funny because it's like we used to always think, not always think it, but we knew, like I used to talk to a game or whatever, and it was like he was coaching Ohio State and he retired for like allegedly health problems and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the Jaguars offer him that money, he healed, he good to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like that kind of, we kind of seen that and was just like, all right, he's just a wild dude. You know what I mean?
Wow, okay.
And then you don't think this wild, but it does open the door once you learn that somebody's a wild person.
Yeah, you tend not to be surprised.
Yeah. Like, I'll say kicking the kicker, I'm not surprised with that. But staying like not catching the team flight after an L and partying. Like, I'm surprised at that.
Especially from a coach, yeah. I was definitely
surprised. Right, coach, and not a black coach, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Like, Mike Tomlin do that? Like, you know? But, yeah, wild dude. What you feel about Urban, man?
Man, I'm just shocked. It's like, what goes to say, like, it's tough. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, shoot a nigga legacy. Like, a nigga overrated. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's good in college. Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, he's good in college.
Yeah, but, like, are you a good coach? Or are you just good because you just get the best talent? You get some of the best talent.
It's probably a little bit of both.
True.
Yeah, because it's plenty. I will say this. Like, in college, it's a bunch of teams that get top talent and still ain't good. You know? Yeah. So they kind of go hand in hand. He get a little bit of credit, but it's like coaching in college is different than coaching in the NFL too, though. That's probably why that shit don't be translating a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's you in your 40s and 50s and you talking to kids and shit versus like grown ass men. That's just a big difference. You know what I mean? Like, these niggas is scared to death. You might kick a nigga off the team or take a nigga scholarship away or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, versus like, you got to talk to a nigga that's probably touching more money than you ever going to see in your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And got wives and all, bitches and all that type of stuff. You know.
Already,
man. Yeah, so.
Don't need you. A nigga is where I can get you fired and shit.
Right. Yeah, you can't come in acting the same fucking way. Well, I don't know. You think he's done as an NFL head coach?
Yeah, I think he's done.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm about 80% leaning that way, saying he's done. The only reason I won't go 100% is because he's like white.
Yeah, I mean, if he want to get another jump, I don't think he wants to get. Another
you don't
jump.
Think? Okay. Yeah. So you think he might go back to college?
If he decides to coach, he's definitely gonna be college.
Yeah.
He probably will have to sit a couple years, and I say that too because of age too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And he'll definitely be back. As far as like other football news is concerned, NFL's been rescheduling a few games this weekend. So now we're getting football Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
What a time to be alive.
Right. COVID-19 is hitting just about every team. As if we didn't already have like a bunch of injuries, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, injuries mixed with COVID. Man, it's been killing games. Now you be looking forward to a game and oh, this person's out.
Right. It's ravaging through basketball, but for some reason, the players in basketball come back rather quickly. Than football. Football is like, it's an automatic 10 days. Basketball, we got niggas like LeBron and Westbrook who just, they're out for like one day and then come, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, first and foremost, what you think about, how do you feel about this COVID ramping back up again? And two, are you ready for four straight days of football?
I'm always ready for four straight days of football. I'm always. Just bring it on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, just like, you know, we always kind of talk about it. I'm not too surprised because, like, we always talked about this job's going to get crazy. You know what I'm saying? And coming to winter and shit, that's where, you know what I'm saying? That's where you say the COVID kind of, like, hangs around longer and more contagious and all that shit. So we kind of seen this shit coming.
Right.
And I'm glad that the NFL actually rescheduled the games. They acted like they wasn't trying to at first because teams was hit hard. Like, I think, like, certain teams, like three teams, like the football team, Cleveland, and somebody else had like 20 people on the list.
Yeah.
Each, you know what I'm saying?
And then the Washington football team, it lost both of its quarterbacks. And they had to sign somebody today just to start them on Sunday. And it's right. Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Granted, like, some of them teams kind of suck, but, like, still, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Good common courtesy.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll definitely love the football and all these days in a row, but due to the fact that it's because of COVID and not just regular, you know, there's some cause for concern. I know we talk about this far a lot of times, but do you feel like things will shut down again?
If it's moving at this pace, like how it's moving and how it just hit these people in the NFL, like if it started doing that shit and in the real world, like, yeah, I think we might have to get like another shutdown. Cause niggas just can't act right, niggas, you know what I'm saying? I think they been lifting certain guidelines too early. right? Yeah. Just to try to get back to some air quotation normalcy and shit like that. And we just don't quite have it under wraps yet. You know what I'm saying? Trying to move forward and we ain't got it under wraps yet.
And then when you think you have it under wraps, there's a new variant.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Definitely look forward to the football, but hopefully we can get this thing under control before it potentially could get any worse than what it is. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So going to the basketball side of things, and quite a few, well, at least a couple of controversies, you know what I mean? And well, first let's get to the accolade, the shining accolade first. Steph Curry breaks the all-time 3-point record, surpassing Ray Allen. Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth. I know Ray Allen thought he was gonna have that record for more than 10 years. He only had it for 10 years. Man, what a chance! What you said earlier about what a time to be alive, man. Who you break that record? I know he thought he was gonna hold on to that thing, boy.
Right.
And just for a decade, Steph Curry breaks it. And shout out to him. Remember early in his career, everybody thought he was going to be like super like, well, he was kind of injury prone with the ankles and all that.
Yeah.
And people thought that was like his ceiling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to see how far he's come. 2-time MVP, even one unanimous, the only person to get a unanimous
ever.
Yeah, can't take that away from him. Three-time champion, you know, endless All-Stars, All-NBA, greatest shooter of all time. How do you feel about this?
Man, I'm so happy for him, man. Like you said, man, people hate on him didn't think he amounts too much in the league, thought he was too small. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have this. He didn't have that to be, like, one of the best players that ever played the game, man.
Right.
Yeah, just taking it, just revolutionized the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, kids today, you know what I'm saying, are trying to shoot for the logo, trying to be like him.
Facts. I know that's probably a sweet feeling.
Yeah.
Just, damn, everybody playing. Like, everybody trying to play like me now.
Right.
you came in the league, niggas are saying you was too small and, you know, this and that.
Now he's the meta.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy. So, definitely look forward to seeing Chef Curry cooking, which he's doing against my team at this moment. But going to the drama, Steph Curry's ex-teammate, Kevin Durant, arguably the greatest scorer of all time, got into it. Well, I guess he didn't get into it. It wasn't a back and forth or nothing like that, but sparked a wide reaction about how he responded to a Skip Bayless post, in which Skip Bayless was actually big up in KD, albeit, you know, tearing down LeBron in the process, which was the problem. You know what I mean? And then made a post saying that Kevin Durant just willed his team to a victory. Something, you watching, Bron? And then KD retweeted it with the quote that said, "I really don't like you." Skip Bayless did respond on Undisputed, but I didn't watch it, so I didn't, you know, see what he said.
Yeah, he basically was just saying how, like, I guess he was kind of hurt, basically. Because he was just saying how much he championed KD, and for him to say that, he was kind of, like, hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, how, like, he never talks bad about KD, and he's, like, defending KD against Shannon Sharp and all that.
Right.
But obviously, KD didn't care. KD want no parts of that.
yeah. He has to understand, like, KD and LeBron are good friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're both looking at you. You're a media figure. They don't, niggas don't like the media.
Right. Because the way niggas be acting.
Right, right. So it's like, if you was just big up in KD, you know, that's one thing. But you tearing down Bron in the process, like, you can't give me a compliment and then they tearing you down in the process.
Yeah.
Damn, Abe, you sound like that, but damn, you know what I'm saying? Tell Eli to take notes. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah. Like, nah, it can't work like that. Like, that's my bro. Like,
and Skip was trying to, like, say he's, like, basically, like, he was in character for the whole first take, or Undisputed, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's his Twitter is an extension of the show. And Shannon was trying to tell him, like, nah, they don't see that like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And it's like, we... Even if that's because he probably in his heart, he probably really believed that. But it's like, bro, these niggas are still human at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So even if you are in character, which the show is not really, you're not really supposed to be in character, technically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a debate show, but you know, that's another conversation for another day. Like, these niggas is like humans, and they this is their livelihood. Like, y'all niggas really sit up on TV and critique niggas' livelihoods every single day.
Mm-hmm. To make, like, a livelihood.
Right. And it's like, the media be pitting these niggas against each other, but these niggas be best of friends.
Yeah.
So, like, what? I don't know, like, what did he thought? I guess hopefully Shannon Sharpe, like, pulled him, you know, off air, explained to him the basis of how shit worked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was wild dude, you know. Maybe he just don't understand and shit, but wild dude, though. So I guess, since we was talking about KD... LeBron, the Lakers, they have a new point guard, which I'm not sure we even get to play now because the Westbrook clan protocols uber fast. Isaiah Thomas finally finds himself back in the league after a lengthy stay out of it. And, signed a 10-day contract with the Lakers. He played one game for the Denver Nuggets G League affiliate and then was instantly signed to that 10-day contract. I'm so proud of bruh. Like, he's been through so much in his career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The league, they like to blackball you after a while. And it's just an everlasting struggle. And I know he put in endless work, endless time, mind, body, and soul. You can see him quoting like Nipsey Hussle almost every day on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Truly an inspiring story. And I hope this is just another stepping stone and somebody picks him up for like the rest of the year, something like that. How do you feel about this?
Super, super happy for real, man. I really, really rock with Isaiah, man. Like, watched him a little bit in college. Definitely became a big fan of him cooking in Sacramento. I think he went before he went to y'all, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, he was like lighting it up.
Two teams. I think he was with Sacramento and Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
he was lighting it up in Sacramento, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just don't understand, like, why some people, like, I don't know why he was getting blackballed or whatever for that reason, but dude's a bucket, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Granted, I know, like, he... You know what I'm saying? It's like a liability maybe on defense and all that, but I mean, you can find a role for the nigga who's a bucket coming off the bench or something. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, now that I think about it, that probably was part of his problem. Like, he, you know what I'm saying, probably had like a little ego at some point where, like, he was like, man, he ain't want to come off the bench or something like that.
You think so?
I think, yeah, like during that time, like, I think when he was with Chad and Cleveland and all that, and then maybe going to the Lakers or something like that, I didn't think he was like very accepting of a, you know what I'm saying, a bench role or whatever, a six man or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know, but that's, he was the starting point guard. When we got him, he was always like day one up until he got hurt.
Yeah. And did he get a max? So he was trying to get a max, or he was close to get a max?
He was close. He was, yeah. Well, I ain't gonna say, well, he was close. Like, it would have been a tricky situation because in my heart of hearts, like me knowing Danny Ainge, I really think like he wasn't gonna fuck with him regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I really felt like. It, remember we had I think it might have been a month or two ago, and we was in a party, and I know it was just more than us two, and we was talking about basketball, and it's like it's the levels of like competition and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how he in the playoffs that year, he completely like tore the Wizards apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we go to the Eastern Conference Finals against Bron and them, and he can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now they treating him like he like they treating him like he is 5 feet, 5'8". You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's really is a little boy out there with LeBron and Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I really felt like in my heart of hearts he was going to like not fuck with him anyway. That was just his out.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie just so happened to ask for a trade, and he just so happened to hurt his hip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Cleveland still was willing to take that nigga for some reason, I guess, you know. But, yeah, super happy for Cuz, though, yeah. Definitely deserve to be back. Now, Westbrook clearing protocols expeditiously fast is very interesting, to say the least.
You know but, what I'm saying? Got that Bron treatment, man. Bron said, hey, man.
Yeah,
man, played all right last game. You know what I'm saying? His clutch threes, clutch passes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. He on the list.
Yeah, VIP. Mm-hmm. Same day, Clarence.
He with me.
Uh-huh. So, hopefully he gets to play. Lakers is playing the game two with his doubleheader that's on right now. Yeah, we'll see. But either way, I'm happy for Cuz. So, speaking of Kyrie, there's some news that he will start to play for the Brooklyn Nets in all their away games. Because he isn't vaccinated, he can't participate in the home games. But, you know, I'm quite sure with the ravaging that COVID did to Brooklyn, they'll welcome anybody for any game at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, somebody see what they're hitting on full plow on Indeed or something.
Go ahead. How do you feel about Kyrie's inevitable part-time return?
Hey, man. I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? Getting the stars back, man. You know what I'm saying? They need it. You know what I'm saying? It would suck. You know what I'm saying? For Brooklyn to get off to this hot start and then for stuff like COVID and injuries to rule it and, you know what I'm saying, end up being a lost season. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? A player of that caliber, you want to see him on the court. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, I'm definitely happy, definitely excited to see it. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he can help the Nets stay afloat, their top seed, and, you know what I'm saying, help them in the playoffs win the championship, man.
Right. Definitely look forward to his return. I wonder how long. I know he probably has to get back in some type of shape or something.
Right.
So, you know, maybe looking at maybe January or something like that. And which I also read a few minutes ago as well. That's the target return date for Golden State and Klay Thompson. It's the first week of January.
Get more stars back, man. You didn't say anything about Wiseman yet?
Nah, nothing about Wiseman.
Okay. Oh, I'll take
Klay. Yeah. Wiseman can't be too far because, you know, they sent both of them to the G League and they recall both of them, like, immediately. So he can't be too far behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely, I was hoping for that Christmas game. And now I'm just hoping that everybody just be healthy and available for all these Christmas games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy because the NFL kind of moved in and scheduled a couple of their games on Christmas now. So, you know, trying to take a little bit of the thunder away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely should be interesting nonetheless. And then moving on, I think that's it. Did we cover everything?
I think so, for the most part. I just want to say a shout out to Trae Young. Just got engaged to his, you know what I'm saying, beautiful fiance. You know what I'm saying? Putting a ring on it. So hopefully my ring coming during the finals, you know? You know what I'm saying? Cop this finals ring, my boy. I say that in the midst of us getting blown out by the Nuggets right now.
Yeah, I'm saying it. Just show that down across the screen.
Yeah,
it?
Man. Crazy.
Yeah, they've been hit hard by COVID too, the Nuggets. What's up with MVP, man? He got, like, turned over a new leaf, didn't he? That nigga like a little bully or something now, ain't he?
Who you talking about?
Jokic.
Oh, yeah? What he doing now?
Morris. Yeah, I was about to say, since that little Morris got home, my man, I got ejected about 4 or 5 times, man.
Hey, man, niggas crying. You might got those niggas know, man. Yeah, man, niggas know.
I'm the MVP, man. I think, hey, have we seen the MVP get, like, be, like, out of control like that before?
Oh, yo, maybe back in the day, but I can't, nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, no niggas getting ejected. Not, you know, maybe here and there, but a nigga just like, I don't know. Yeah, you got a point to prove, man. You win the MVP.
Hell, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Stole the MVP. Fuck it.
Come see me. And my brothers.
Had them niggas make a little Twitter account, though.
That shit was funny. I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and they was talking about that shit when that shit happened and shit.
For real?
And they pulled up the videos because, like, niggas kept sicing. You know, saying, Jokic, bro, they fight MMA or something over there. And because one of the Jokic bro looking at y'all like, weak, real, for real, in the little ring.
Okay.
Just slicing them up. Because I ain't going to fake, because I was, like, more so, like, yeah, I'm fucking with the Jokic brothers. I don't really like the Morris twins like that, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just be nothing on, like, the fake tough guys and shit. And, you know, they always – I don't know which one. Maybe they both do it, but, you know what I'm saying, one of them definitely a knucklehead always try with the riff-raff. But, you know what I'm saying, I always catch that one person stepping to the fake bullies and they don't be like that with that right. person and shit. You know what I'm saying? I forgot who it was. It was another big man who stepped to Morris, and he went with none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's something how I be. Niggas got their little limits and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say this about Morris is that he played it off like everything was good, but has to be some type of injury because he hasn't played since then.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, maybe it was a little bit more serious than they letting on. He don't want, you know, give Jokic that kind of that power or something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and they got to put you out for the season or some shit like that. But, yeah, he hasn't played since that event occurred this year.
I don't wish it will with sports niggas, but kind of like that's what you get for doing that dumb shit, bro. Like, just play the basketball game clean. Stop trying to fake intimidate niggas and shit. Because right. that nigga could have hurt Jokic or some shit or whoever, you know what I'm saying, doing some fake skid tactic shit, you know what I'm saying, for a regular season game. Like, chill the fuck out.
Right. Definitely,
Get well, better, though, bro.
Yeah, when he was on our, we played for the Celtics, I like this shit. Bro.
Yeah, yeah, you always like it when it's for your team.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your superstars and all that.
Yeah.
Give you the edge, make you win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but other than that, like you said, get well. But y'all niggas got that whole Miami team in general was just like some knuckleheads and shit. Niggas got a team full of knuckleheads and shit. they can't really be knuckleheads right now because some of them niggas hurt and shit. But yeah, and then after that event, I kind of think niggas probably look at them niggas like, yeah, y'all niggas ain't as tough as y'all seem, man. Yeah, but I guess we can get to these what the fuck facts. And took a little break from the nature and stuff, but I'm back this week, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So this one has to do with with bees. It's a little tidbit I was reading up on before we started this jump. And there was a video of a person that had like a bunch of bees in like a little fish tank, like little setup.
Okay.
And it had like a bunch of bright lights at the top of the dome or whatever. And you know how insects and all that stuff be like flocking to the lights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you know, watch this. And he like cut the lights off. And the bees instantly like dropped down to the floor or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And so when he cut the light back on, you know, they start like hovering back up to the light and this and that. And then he cut the light back off and then did the same thing. So, you know, me had to look up to see why was they doing that and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it turns out bees have a navigational mechanism inside of them. And whenever they deal with darkness, it signifies in their mind that serious inclement weather is coming or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So they normally just try to immediately drop down and bury themselves. I guess they didn't know they was inside of a glass thing or nothing, but they try to bury themselves within the ground or wherever they can. You know what I mean?
Okay.
To protect themselves from the weather and whatnot. But yeah, that's
interesting.
Yeah, definitely a little navigation system up in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that sound, that kind of stuff. We love the nature.
Yeah, you already know. I'm with you too. Love nature.
Mm-hmm. What you got, my good brother?
All right, I got like a little crazy fact or whatever I saw from that, like I said, that TikTok account.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 1965, a machine was patented. And like we talked about this earlier, how like it's crazy the stuff that people research and be working on and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1965, a machine was patented to help women deliver babies. This was a machine based upon centrifugal force. So having them twirl around and eventually push the baby out that way. So okay. Like they had the lady, like just the picture of this device, the lady like strapped down to this machine with a net around her legs. So like whenever the baby come out, it's get delivered into a net and shit. Like this shit looks fucking crazy.
That's wild.
Like, who the fuck would think about delivering a baby that way?
Yeah, so that didn't last long, did it?
Right. I don't know if that ever seen the light of day. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, niggas that probably
isn't practical.
I was like, whoever introduced that into me, they probably got the fire smacked out of them.
No bullshit. So like, hey, check it, yo.
Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, hey, come in right quick, cuz. Right. Yeah, that's wild. People, I guess, I don't know. I ain't gonna say that's not innovative and creative, because it is. Even though you know people not gonna use it,
right.
But that sounds like somebody was just, damn, what can I make up right quick? You know what I'm saying? Niggas yeah. Making up stuff and getting paid.
Niggas wild over that, y'all.
Yeah. So definitely good stuff today, my brother. Got anybody else you need to shout out?
Yeah, got somebody I got to shout out, man. Guys been like just so inspirational to me, man. Just hit a big milestone. My man Teddy Blackman is partnered on Twitch.
I'm affiliate, sir. Affiliate.
No, man. Like, then you ain't get 25%.
You said what?
By the company?
Nah.
Oh, I thought
they
got the Jay-Z deal.
I wish. Wish they got the Jay-Z deal.
My man is a Twitch affiliate, man. My man can get subs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
$5.99 at the lowest tier, but it goes to tier 2, tier 3.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all go ahead, support my man. Go drop a follow, go drop a sub, tell your friend. You know what I'm saying? My man is trying to not to work a traditional job ever again.
Yeah, definitely trying to get there, man. Have a dream, goals for all of us and shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely appreciate those flowers, man. Very, very feel good. You know,
Brian, you already know, brother.
And then you up next, man. You know,
yeah, man. Like I was working with the Joe today. I'm trying to come up with ways to make my stream better, innovative. Until I can get money to get like a nice little setup to do it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely out here streaming too. You can catch me on Twitch, Spiritual X Healing, HEELING.
Mm-hmm. And man, 2K God.
I don't know about that, man.
2K
God. I'm a good random. You know what I'm saying? I'd be out here kind of playing by myself because. You know, so I just gave him flowers. Now I'm gonna take a few away. And my man retired from the game. You know definitely. What I'm saying?
Feel good.
Lose one of my running mates, man.
All that chaos and all that feel good too.
It's definitely super chaotic, year, man. Been buttonheads. Shout out to Johnny Wade. He's been buttonheads with this guy like all year. And I'm just trying to tell him good stuff. Like you know, what I'm saying I'm not hating on him. I'm not sabotaging him by how he would think. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just. It's always good to hear stuff from a different perspective. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me being on both sides, I play point guard and big man. I was just trying to give him a little help.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Got to be coachable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, got to be coachable.
And once that trust just goes up, then it'll definitely happen.
Yeah, he gotta drop the ego shit too. Like yeah. Everything he says is me, I like, come on, bro. Like Abe can make a bucket and he said I got Abe that bucket, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. But definitely be checking out the streams, my man.
Likewise, trying to
start the little Rocket League back up so I could get back decent in that. That could be another thing to stream and shit.
Yeah, man. I definitely need more games to stream. Like, I want to. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, too. We can tell on. I still don't know why we talking about it. Not that I care too much, but Among Us not looking too good to stream. I checked that joint out today. That joint had like a couple hundred people watching the joint. Under 1,000. From what we said the other day, like 15.
Oh yeah, man.
That shit was like 900 people or some shit. I don't know, maybe it was the time of day I was watching it or what, but it wasn't looking good.
So do you think it'd be like I was just about to ask, so do you think it'd be like the day itself be mattering as well as the time of day?
I'm sure it does. Man, maybe like, it's like with everything algorithm based.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure. But right. I just don't know what's like, you know what I'm saying? But I want to get to I just want a game where it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want a game that, like, I love that is popular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like that. Like, it's up now a little bit. It's like 3,000, basically 3,500 people watching it now.
Okay. So, as far as, like, the next stream, what you giving us tomorrow?
Oh yeah. I probably, like I said, I'm fighting for that race car suit, so I got to get around approximately 52 more wreck wins. So if anybody wants to carry me in a wreck, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Xbox, Carpe, 30 DM. I'm a versatile big man. You know what I'm saying? Help me.
Yeah, 2K guy. What's career high in 2K, man?
I had no idea. It has to be someone that was a point guard probably last year. I think maybe like 43, 46. Okay. And I know some people, don't score like 70, 60, but I'm not a person who goes for that. I try to be a team player as much as possible. I try to pass the ball. But like some days, your games, you feel it going, I'll shoot a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
If right.
The defense permits it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I was the same way. I had rare games you can kind of feel early on.
Always had it going, though.
Oh, I'm talking about, like, as far as, like, a career. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, I felt like I was always just decent, serviceable for what I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's more than serviceable. What was your career high?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's 55.
Okay. And that's all 2-pointers.
Yeah.
And ones.
Yeah, a couple of and ones, yeah. Mostly all 2s, though. Yeah. I had a screenshot. I got a bunch of screenshots on Facebook. I was scrolling through them like a couple weeks ago, and there was one game we was playing. I can't remember if you was playing or not, but I know Tone and Killer was there, and I had motherfucking 35 rebounds, and that shit, I was just like, damn, I don't know if I could do that again if I tried and shit. You know,
all day I was playing. What two? You remember what 2K was?
It was last year. Last year. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, damn, that was...
I remember that. I remember you had it's not a surprise because you done had 2020s.
Yeah, that's it. It's like I miss the rec and the camaraderie, but because I ain't really seeing it now, it make it easier to not want to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But I just think it'd be that much better if we had, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the problem is like we don't have people, you know what I'm saying? It's like letting Johnny, you know what I'm saying, be him and shit. And that nigga's just like, I just think it'd be probably a little bit better if we just had a better full team. But it'd be tougher now, like running to all these niggas, keep running the 2-3 zone 5, you know what I'm saying? If we get like a full 5 or 4 people. We gonna run into that shit, and that shit gonna be tough beating that shit. I mean, like, I did, like, you know how you supposed to beat it or whatever, but, like, 2K is just different with these. When niggas with Hall of Fame intercepted, them niggas just be stealing everything, man.
Yeah, yeah. I know you can shoot niggas out the zone, but what be, like, the passing? Like, I know in person, they had somebody be, like, at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, same thing.
Yeah, that kind of works a little bit too. I mean, that works, but it's like, okay, the person from the free throw line, but like the court's so small, niggas can collapse on it and they play the pass lanes and shit. Then,
yeah,
maybe it'd be better if we had somebody with a better IQ, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, do it, and then maybe it can work better too.
That never hurts,
right?
So, yeah, definitely. Definitely need that before anything on 2K. Because you can be somewhat of a low overall, but if you got high IQ, then, you know, could be decent. Might not be great, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember, like, Monkey came out there with a low overall, and he was getting buckets with Monkey. I think that was Monkey.
Yeah. The Ben Simmons build. But, yeah, 2K is definitely, it's definitely something. But I guess with that being said, brother, this is another Head for the Hills podcast. And we out.
Bye.